the word that Rabbi Alexander has fits in very well with this. So, Rabbi, will you come?
So, and now I want to share my short kind of encouraging word. And first, I would like that our equipment guys would show one picture. Yeah, yeah. Who is it? What is it? Somebody, does somebody know? What is it? What? Yeah, what is important about this? Gold. Yes, gold. There is a lot of gold, yeah. But some people don't know, is it true or not? You know, maybe that this building, we can see a second picture. This building could survive the atomic bomb if it fell on it. Yeah. And how much the doorway in that building? Who knows? Let's see. Can we see the door next? Yeah, it weighs 22 tons. Yeah, it's like 11 cars, maybe. So, and this building has best guard of the universe. There is 30,000 soldiers with tanks, with helicopters, with machine guns, with dogs, with anything. They watching this facility and keeping it in a proper condition. And why? Why such building was built? Who know? Why? Yeah, that our gold will be safe. But reality, we see that what we really, what is big treasure for us, we're protecting it and we're building some amazing buildings like Fort Knox to protect it. My daughter, little daughter, sometimes grandma would give her expensive presents, like a gold chain with some diamonds. And she is like 6 years old. My daughter thought, "Oh, nice thing! I will make a change. I will change it for the candy." And when we saw this perspective, we understood that the child doesn't understand the treasure that she got, and because of it, child tried to get rid of it. And sometimes we, like believe, Messianic believers, don't understand treasures that God of Israel entrusted to us. And we can really don't pay attention to it and could get rid of it for to exchange with something that's sweet or something that looks like great. But in reality, we see like Abraham would go to collect this treasure and would think that life of Messianic believer is most important than life in a big, nice city. And he would go after treasures of the Messiah. And also, if person doesn't have treasure, he is not protecting it. Fort Knox is built because there is treasure and people really understand that we need to protect it and it will give stability, will give some protection to our finances. So Messianic congregation also like it's builded by God of Israel to protect the treasures of treasure, the treasures that keep all treasures of the world. Because how we can treasure Torah? It doesn't have, there is no gold to put in to say that it's more expensive than God's commandments. Or how we can treasure Shabbat? You know, in Jewish culture there is such saying, not we kept Shabbat, Shabbat kept us. Why? Because this treasure keeping us like a treasure to the Lord. And making us treasure, by the way, the people of Israel in scriptures, it said like Zgula le Adonai. It means the treasure of the Lord, treasure that he made from the people to enrich other nations by wonderful presence of God of Israel, by wonderful message about Messiah of Israel, about wonderful message of sacrifice that was brought through him. So when we understand these treasures, then we can protect it. Without understanding, we sometimes don't know that we need to protect something. No? Sometimes we could lose it. So, and we should understand that Mashiach would lay his life down to protect this treasure. And early Messianic believers also would lay their lives down because of this treasure, because treasure of Messianic community that would invite all nations to experience wonderful presence and wonderful life that Messiah gave to us. And they would lay their lives down because they understood for what kind of treasure they are living and committed their lives to it. So, and we should, let's read 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter. And can I have my phone? Because there is scripture that we'll read. Yes, yeah, sorry, I will walk a little bit around. Okay. I forgot to take. Now it's much more easier. So, and Lord is building us together like a strong house that could protect treasures of the Lord. And we are reading from 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, verse 11. How this house built? 11. For no one can lay any other foundation than that which has been laid, which is Yeshua the Messiah. This is foundation for each of us, for house, for this tabernacle of his presence. And this foundation could be only Messiah, because all Jewish history would point to Messiah, to point to each person of this world, that there is only one true foundation on which you can build your life. One true foundation that you come could come into, that was laid through the Jewish people, true Jewish people. And we see how Lord would bring other people from other nations to be part of it, foundation. Like we see Ruth, we see some other people who would support this foundation and will be part of laying this foundation. And then we read, but if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or stubble, each man's work will be revealed, for the day will declare it, because it is revealed in fire. Rabbi Valery said about fire, about situations that could test us. And the fire itself will test what sort of work each man's work is. Yeah. And sometimes difficulties that we experience in messianic ministry, in reality, it's a good thing to test our foundation, to test our relationships with Jewish Messiah, to test our relationship with one another. It's very important. And I am by profession, I'm building engineer, and I know that we could not put hay on the foundation. We could not start from it. We need solid, serious structure that will support all building, would not be weak. We don't put glass in the foundation. We don't put wood in foundation. We put precious stones that could support this building. If any man's work remains which has built on it, he will receive reward. So then we see in the 16th, don't you know that you are a temple of God and that God's Spirit lives in you? So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, which you are. So it's big treasure and a big privilege for each of us to be in this wonderful work of the Messiah, and he building up each of us through a wonderful touch of our lives, through lives of others. And right foundation giving us opportunity to build this spiritual house, spiritual temple. And what is encouraging me a lot that Messiah himself gave us wonderful promises that he will support us, that he will build us up and will make us congregations that will overcome, and then gates of hell will not prevail. It's very good. Amen. And Rabbi Kefa would compare messianic believers with, like living stones that Lord is putting on a proper place, that each of these stones would support something important. And sometimes we see stones around the street. They are not part of the structure. And we sometimes see stones in the dirt, sometimes see stones somewhere else. But when stone is put on the foundation in the proper place, then this stone play very important role, because it support other stones. It giving strength to other living stones that we are. So this connection is very important. And the brick without foundation is just a brick, but bricks that put it together on the proper foundation, it's a building. Its building could be house, for example, hospital, for example, temple, for example, some house. It will protect those people who live in it. So, and Lord building up us together that we also will be house of his Spirit, house of his good, wonderful news about Mashiach. So, and let's read from the First Peter chapter 2. Chapter 2 and verses 4 and 5. Coming to him, a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, precious, you also as living stones are built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Yeshua, the Messiah. So we see again, we are built up together to be a priesthood, to be people who bringing good spiritual sacrifices that we could please the Lord and bring His presence and make this tikkun olam around us, that He will heal the people around us, that He will heal circumstances, that He will heal souls. And what is important that in each building, it's use of proper materials in the proper place. When the building is built, each material has proper meaning and proper place. And we're not putting, instead of the windows, we're not putting, for example, concrete. Because windows should give us opportunity to see outside environment. Can you imagine, instead of these wonderful glasses, to have concrete wall? No, we see that it creates environment when materials are used in the proper place. Also, what is important, it's right connection of these materials. When they connected, they can work together. Without connection, there is no work. For example, if we will put just bricks, somehow this building would not be able to survive any storm or shaking or environment from outside. It will leak. So, and in Odessa, sometimes you can walk and see how builders, they make an advertisement. And they will write such advertisements sometimes. Sober builders always. Sober builder always. I don't know, do you see such announcements here? So in Ukraine it's very important. No, you could have good builders, but coming shaking builders that really come for 1 hour, drink something, and go for all day, but not to build, to have some more drinking. So, and it's really a big issue when people come to build that they will be in right conditions. And scriptures encouraging us that we will not be poisoned or drunk of this world, but that we will be sober in the spirit and we will be able to build in the right attitude, in the right direction. So in our culture, maybe you know this kind of personage, Stalin, he would say such saying, that workers, in Russian, kadry решают все. Like, it means that the proper workers, they deciding everything. Because of it, everything will be decided. So, and sober builders, they could build serious buildings that could sustain any pressures of outside. And scriptures encouraging us. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 10 and 11. As each has received a gift, employ it in serving one another. Who received gift here? Each of us, because we are here, we already received. Because who brought us here? He did. And if he brought us, if he putting us in this place, then he has purpose. It's very dramatic, by the way, to understand that he has purpose for you and putting you in some important place in his kingdom, in his building that he built. It's this wonderful temple. So, inserting one another as good managers of the grace of God, his chesed, yeah, in various forms. I was impressed. We go to Shalom Center, how people serving to each other. It's amazing to see how it worked together. And you could feel presence when people worshiping together, praying for one another, building like healthy messianic family that can go through hardships of this life and be happy. I remember probably we sing sometimes this song, Dayenu. If we only receive, we would go out of Egypt, we'll be happy. Dayenu. What else do we need? Yeah? If we will receive only Torah, what else do we need? We're already happy. But more than this, he would give us Messiah. And it makes us really happy. So, and we encourage each other to be happy and be sober and to build together, that treasures of the Messiah will manifest through us in a way that he would like to manifest. And then we read how it's happening in a practical way. 11, verse 11. If anyone speaks, let it be as it were at the very words of God. You see? When we speak in a way that it encourages, like God himself is encouraging through you, someone. So, and when we smile to each other, it's also very important. When we, by the way, here there is no problem with it. Come to Ukraine, share your smiles with us. Okay? My mouth is in pain a little bit here because I'm not used to it. So we people of Ukraine, we are serious. They always. So, but you're helping us to be. That also one important ingredient in building, it's vision. Because, for example, without vision, we know people are perished. And messianic vision is binding us together. It's very important to search scripture to see this vision. Without this vision, it's very hard to be productive in helping to build up messianic community. And for me, it's very simple to understand because I'm builder. So vision is like a cement that combining together, making one material from sand, stones, and iron. When you put together stones in some kind of form and would pour cement in it, and it will then have this form, will dry, then you will see very serious, strong material. But in that material, there is collected all variations of materials. But they working together through cement. So cement is like a vision that binding together different stones, iron, sand, some other stuff that could be put it depending on what kind of concrete do we want to produce. So, and without vision, it's hard to be together. And through Messiah, we see vision. When we read Psora Tova, we see what is reality, why he came to this earth, where he served, where he went, where he would read Torah, to whom he preached. And then he said, I have ships also from another nations, so I need to bring them also. So it's very important to be together to support messianic vision to build this house of worship, house of praise that will bring our people together. So in the end, I want just to remind that if Lord would not build the house, then in vain, people serve in vain. But we see that messianic house, it's house that was prophesied through prophets, that he will bring back his flock, would find the people who will speak and comfort Jewish hearts, that would bring them back and would collect and would have these folds for sheep that will be people who care for them. So a messianic congregation that has this vision, it really producing this environment. So again, I want to ask you a question in the end of my sermon. Why Fort Knox was built? Question, what purpose of it? Protect treasure. Why Lord is restoring and building up messianic congregation? Yes, to protect treasure that he gave to our people. Gave Torah, gave feasts, gave this culture that producing knowledge of Messiah. So people of this world, they spending a lot of money to protect their treasures. And Messiah shed his blood that we will protect his treasures, that we will be one in him. And what is important that he produced this big treasure that we could be Am Echad. And he protecting us from ourselves to be his. It's his biggest miracle, by the way. Because we are willingly said to him, so I don't want to live my own life. I want to live your life. And we studying scripture to see this life, to be part of this wonderful temple, spiritual temple that he built through each of you. So, and I always speaking to our congregation in Odessa that each of you is big treasure to the Lord. And we're very precious living stone that he forming, binding together, and giving opportunity to support his eternal. Sometimes we don't see it eternal, but it's eternal building, temple that he creating, that every people all the time would worship him and would see the purpose and destiny in their lives. So, Fort Knox would not sustain the time. Fort Knox would not survive fire that coming. But people who know Messiah, Jewish Messiah, will live forever. So congratulations, my friends. We are in good building. We are good builders when we keep together what is Messiah died for. So let's pray. I would like to pray with you, Lord, with you all, about our happy building project that he is building through us. Thank you, Yeshua, that you died for us, that we will be your precious stones. Thank you, Yeshua, that you died, that we will be your temple. And we commit ourselves in your spirit, in your hands, that you would do your treasures through us. And give us strength to be joyful when you're forming us, when you're crushing us, when you're doing something wonderful through us. Let open our eyes to see opportunities and to be sober in your presence, to be effective when we helping each other, when we're reaching to each other, when we're manifesting all your perfectness that you put in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that not we chose you, but you chose us, and putting each of us to proper place for wonderful purpose. We give you glory, we give you praise. Thank you, Yeshua. Let's wave to him and say, you are wonderful. You are wonderful, Lord. And we're happy to serve you. We're happy to be living stones and to do what Messiah did and continue his work in these wonderful days, in this wonderful city, in all cities of the world. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing this wonderful work through each of us. Amen.
Beautiful word, yes? And the way these two messages today, aren't you glad you stayed for these two messages that fit so well together? And the way they can touch our hearts and also our minds to change the way that we think and the ways that we feel and relate to people. Very powerful, very, very useful. Thank you for being open to hear from the Lord what we needed to hear from the Lord, that you would spend yourself seeking God and saying, God, what do you want to give them? And that you would do this for our sake. We're very, very grateful. Tonight when we come back, we're going to have an interesting time that includes worship, and we will hear from Rabbi Victor, and there will also be an opportunity for questions and answers. And we'll have the three rabbis up here and have some dialogue with them. So get your questions like formed clearly. We'll give special cookies for people with the best questions. Well, before we leave, let's just thank the Lord. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for what we have received and for what we will receive again tonight. And let it be, Lord, that our hearts are open so that we can be used. You have purposes in mind. There are people, Lord, that you want to show your love to through us. And we pray, Lord, that we would take seriously how to be prepared for all that you're calling us to. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.